The Show and Tell Surprise, based on the Scholastic book series Clifford the Big Red Dog by Norman Bridwell.
Emily Elizabeth looked up from her desk. She heard a rumble. She felt the room shake. Emily Elizabeth knew what that meant. So did everyone in her class. Here comes Clifford! They all yelled, "It's time to go home!" "Don't forget, Monday is Show and Tell," Miss Kenton said. "I am going to bring something cool from Jamaica," Charlie said. "I am going to bring something really special," Jetta boasted. Emily Elizabeth did not say anything. She did not know what to bring. Emily Elizabeth and Clifford went to the beach to look for something special. While Emily Elizabeth looked, Clifford dug. He dug and he dug and he dug. "What a special anchor," Emily Elizabeth said. "My class will love it." Jetta sniffed. "That is just like the anchor I brought for Show and Tell last year." "Oh, Clifford," Emily Elizabeth sighed. "We must find something special on this beach." Then Emily Elizabeth looked down. And Clifford looked up, 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 up. "Wow," Emily Elizabeth cried. Clifford lifted her to the top of a cliff. Under Clifford's an old nest, it still had some feathers and eggshells inside. "This will be great for Show and Tell," Emily Elizabeth said. Clifford said woof and poked his nose into the nest. "Achoo!" "Oh no," Emily Elizabeth said. Then she giggled. Clifford looked so funny. Emily Elizabeth left the beach and went to town. "Maybe Mom has something special in her shop," she told Clifford. Emily Elizabeth came out of the shop with a coral necklace, but it wasn't as special as the other cool statue. Emily Elizabeth felt like crying. But she laughed when she saw what Clifford was doing. "Come on," she said, "let's get a snack." Emily Elizabeth saw Charlie. "You'll find something special for Show and Tell?" Emily Elizabeth asked him. "I'm bringing my steel jump," he said. "What are you bringing?" "I don't know," Emily Elizabeth said. "Clifford and I spent the whole day looking for something. We went swinging and cliff climbing and shopping in town, but we did not find anything special." "That sounds like fun, though," Charlie said. "Clifford is a cool dog." "He sure is," Emily Elizabeth said. "Well, I hope you find something for Show and Tell," Charlie said. "Thanks," Emily Elizabeth said. "I think I just did." On Monday, Emily Elizabeth showed up for Show and Tell. She was not alone. "Hooray, it's Clifford!" Everyone cheered. But Jetta did not. "I knew you would bring that big old red dog," she said. Emily Elizabeth grinned. "Of course," she said. "Clifford is really special." The end.